Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Breaking now at 6, gymnast Simone Biles is out of another Olympic event in Tokyo. It is just one of many major developments we've been tracking all through the night. You're in the right place for coverage of the Olympic Games.
Plus, a live look in Raleigh right now as we prepare for some serious heat in the day ahead. What you can do and what you can expect as the temperature goes up.
And a live look at this temperature gauge where you can see it's about 75 degrees right now. It is warm and sticky out there. We'll tell you about some new centers that will take on a new role today to help people get out of the heat. And we are here to help you prepare for that dangerous heat that's going to span the next few days. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your day. It'll be a hot one out there. A dangerous heat on the way in the next couple of days. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
That's right. It's pretty quiet right now, but temperatures are already in the mid-70s in many places. We take a look down Salem Street in Apex. Once you step outside, you'll feel it. So much humidity in the atmosphere right now. It's 78 in Fayetteville, but 70 degrees in Roxboro. But things will even out as we head through the morning. And everybody's going to be in on the heat today. We're going to hit 97 for the heat index as early as noon. We'll likely climb to 100, maybe 101 through the middle of the afternoon. A slight chance of thunderstorms after lunchtime. Most likely you won't see one. It's a very small chance. Even if you do, it probably is going to be one of those situations where it just makes it feel more steamy and doesn't really even help to cool things off much. Hour by hour, we hit to 88 at lunchtime. We'll see highs in the low 90s for this afternoon. We'll talk about which could be the hottest day we've seen all summer. Coming up, Brian.
Here at 601, we take a live look at I-40 out at Wade Avenue. Traffic looking fine this morning on that westbound side. From Wade to 540, the trip taking only about 5 minutes, according to sensors. Your eastbound ride out of Durham through the airport area toward Raleigh also looking just fine. Pretty quiet overall around the triangle with major routes clear. We're not seeing any delays showing up on the Beltline at this point around Raleigh. And 540 westbound is a smooth ride from Lewisburg Road through Capitol all the way out to I-40. Still have that earlier crash on Trawick Road reported just north of Newbern Avenue, but that is an old crash, and I don't think there's any activity there. Just a heads up in case you do see something there on the side of the road. No trouble to report this morning in Durham. The freeway clear in both directions through downtown.
We have breaking news to tell you about Olympic gymnast Simone Biles is out of another Olympic event. She announced this 2:30 this morning. She would not be competing in the individual all-around gymnastics competition. This comes less than 24 hours after she pulled out of the team event after her first discipline, the vault. She said she needed a break for mental health reasons. Biles is evaluating whether or not to compete in next week's individual events. USA Gymnastics released this statement following Biles' withdrawal. The organization tweeted, quote, "We wholeheartedly support Simone's decision and applaud her bravery in prioritizing her well-being. Her courage shows yet again why she is a role model for so many."
And big news for our area this morning. Holly Springs native Andrew Capobianco is the winner of a silver medal. He took home second place along with his partner Michael Hickson in the synchronized diving 3-meter springboard at 2 this morning. The 21-year-old is the second athlete from our area to medal. Triathlete Katie Zavaris won bronze earlier this week. We'll hear more about Capobianco's next steps in just 15 minutes.
U.S. swimming star Katie Ledecky is making Olympic history. Last night, Ledecky won the 1,500-meter freestyle event with a huge lead. It was the first time women have competed at that 1,500 distance at the Olympic Games. Her Team USA teammate right there, Erica Sullivan, won silver, and what a celebration. Sarah Kohler from Germany won bronze. That win came just an hour after Ledecky faced a crushing defeat in the 200-meter freestyle race. She came in fifth in that event.
And this morning, three swimmers with North Carolina ties will continue their quest for gold. In just 10 minutes, Erica Brown from Charlotte will compete in a women's 100-meter freestyle qualifier. Next, Andrea Podmanikova, who's a swimmer from NC State, will swim the women's 200-meter breaststroke qualifier. She is representing Slovakia. And a little later, her teammate at NC State, Sophie Hansen, will swim in a women's 200-meter breaststroke qualifier. She is swimming for Sweden.
Japanese officials are watching closely this morning after a record-breaking number of COVID-19 cases in Tokyo. Around 4 a.m., the government reported nearly 3,200 new cases in Tokyo alone. It's an all-time high since the pandemic began last year. Japanese leaders say they're considering issuing new rules in the wake of the spike in cases, but have not suggested canceling the Olympic Games yet. We have a live look for you. Take you to Tokyo. Our Olympic coverage continues at 6:15 with a live preview of today's big event. Then at 6:30, we'll see how a Fayetteville boxer is faring in the games. At 6:45, we'll go back live to Tokyo for more on what Simone Biles' withdrawal from the games means moving forward. Remember, WRAL is your home for the Olympics.
Governor Roy Cooper and his team are carefully looking over the CDC's new mask guidance. Less than 24 hours ago, the CDC reversed course and said even vaccinated people should start wearing masks indoors where cases are surging. Before the CDC news broke, WRAL's Nia Hardin went to the Walmart and Harris Teeter in Cary to see if more people are wearing masks with the Delta variant spreading. She observed 50 shoppers at each location and found a pretty even split at both places. 24 out of 50 people were wearing masks. Many said they're concerned about the variant and that they've been wearing a mask for weeks now. Another person said he was wearing a mask to protect himself and his family, which includes an unvaccinated child.
As we prepare to hear from Governor Cooper tomorrow, state health care employees are facing a new deadline to get vaccinated. North Carolina is requiring those employees to be fully vaccinated by September 30th. Anyone who doesn't meet that deadline could be fired. State House Speaker Tim Moore criticized the move, saying now is not the time to risk losing health care workers who have to choose between vaccines and employment. North Carolina is seeing COVID-19 cases rise sharply. 1,600 people tested positive in the last day. It's triple what we were seeing 2 weeks ago. More than 1,000 people are now in the hospital with the virus right now. As of this morning, though, at least half of our state is now at least partially vaccinated. That's regardless of age.
Here's a live look at Raleigh this morning. And with the heat expected to ramp up in the coming days, Wake County is offering you a place to cool down. WRL's Casey Cunningham is live with how you can escape the heat today. Casey.
Good morning, Renee. I am already down one full water bottle this morning. That is how hot it is out here. Of course, we're tracking the temperatures out here for you in Raleigh just after 6, and it looks like it's about 75 degrees, but you can just feel how thick the air is. So the good news is, though, there's a place to cool off, a bunch of different places. We are standing outside one right now over off Swinburne Street. Starting at 11 this morning, you can go to cooling stations. They're set up and spread out across the county. You can tell by this map here, they're in the north, south, east, and west, all over. You can go to libraries, too. That's another place to cool off. The county officials say just check the hours before you go. If you're needing AC repairs and you plan on staying at home with your AC, you could be waiting. We have been checking in with local companies. They're in high demand. Because of the pandemic, it put a strain on supplies, and factories shut down. The factories that make those supplies, they shut down when an employee gets COVID. So that is putting a strain on the whole system. People are waiting up to 3 weeks for parts when we checked in all around town. This morning, though, there is another opportunity to get some help with the heat and some help to beat the heat. The Salvation Army is partnering with Ace Hardware, and they're giving out fans this morning in just a couple of hours. That is happening at 9 right over off of Capitol Boulevard, so we'll head over there later this morning and check that out and bring you an update from there. Casey Cunningham, WRAL News. We're live in Raleigh.
Casey, thanks. New this morning, one person is in the hospital after a crash in Apex. Police say they saw three cars traveling way over the speed limit, turning from Highway 64 onto Old Raleigh Road last night. You see it on this map here. Officers say one of the cars crashed and the driver was evaluated at the hospital. They didn't say how he's doing. Police stopped the other two cars a short distance away, but didn't say if they plan to file any charges against the drivers. Investigators say their work continues.
Happening today, a key meeting could determine the fate of the organization governing high school sports in our state. Members of the North Carolina High School Athletics Association will speak at 2 this afternoon with a group of state senators. They'll discuss HB 91. That's the bill aimed at dissolving the NCHSAA over concerns about its $40 million in assets. Lawmakers tell us the goal of today's meeting is to increase transparency and accountability with the organization.
New this morning, a major biopharmaceutical company is coming to North Hills. WRL TechWire previously reported that Gilead Sciences was bringing its new hub to the Triangle. Now we know the company will be moving its offices into Midtown Plaza. Gilead is known for making remdesivir, a drug that is used to help treat people hospitalized with COVID-19. The company plans to hire 300 workers for its new hub.
Today, we expect an update on rising prices in the United States. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will speak after a two-day meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee. Investors are anxiously waiting to see how concerned the Fed is about inflation and when it could start rolling back easy credit and other economic stimuli. Powell is expected to stick with the view that the recent spurt in inflation is temporary. You're looking live now at Tokyo, where just ahead we'll go live as a Holly Springs diver celebrates his competition results. We'll look at what's next and what you can expect from today's other competitions.
Plus, after decades of flooding, one local community is taking action.
Unfortunately, you don't move fast when you're dealing with federal, state programs.
Just ahead, how the small town of Princeton is making a $1 million investment to prevent another disaster.
And it's summertime. You expect it to be hot, but we're approaching some dangerous heat, feeling like low 100s today, but even hotter over the next several days. I'll show you which days we could see a heat advisory.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, the Weather 8 certified most accurate forecast.
613, it is warm and sticky out there. You can almost see the humidity in the atmosphere here in Rocky Mount this morning. Take a look at the temperatures. It's 74 in Durham and Raleigh, 78 in Fayetteville. We've even dropped a little bit in Roxborough, 68 degrees right now. If you don't like the heat, hold on. We've got a break in the heat coming, but we have several days that we're going to have to deal with this. So just kind of lay low. 94 in Durham and Roxborough, 93 in Fayetteville, 91 in Goldsboro for our high this afternoon. We take a look at our heat index, and it's going to be on the rough side. 102 Fayetteville, 102 Rocky Mount, 101 Durham, 101 in Southern Pines. The criteria for a heat advisory, 105. So we don't quite get there today, but we may get awfully close to it on Thursday and Friday, looking at the potential to hit 107. We've not seen temperatures as hot as 95 yet, so that could be our hottest day so far this year on Thursday. And then even though the temperature drops 1 degree on Friday, it could feel hotter because of a surge of additional moisture. The more humid it is, the higher that heat index can be. So what you're looking at here is how much humidity there is across the area and a nice change coming. We're going to see a cold front dropping across the area on Friday. Could see some storms with it, but it will dry us out behind it, making it feel much more pleasant for Saturday and Sunday and potentially into the following week too. Look at that potential for below normal temperatures as we get into that first week of August. So today, tomorrow, and Friday, we're looking at intense heat with a heat index at triple digits for the next 3 days. And then after that, things quiet down just a little bit. We may start to see some smoke in our atmosphere coming up soon. I'll show you when in a bit.
In less than a week, a Johnston County town with a long history of flooding will get some relief. The mayor of Princeton says work begins soon on a $1 million revitalization project to tackle drainage problems in the community. The town is just now drying out after flooding earlier this week on South Pine Street. This new project will help water flow faster to nearby Beaver Dam Creek. It's been in the works for more than a year.
Things, unfortunately, don't move fast when you're dealing with federal, state programs as well as railroad issues.
Well, groundbreaking is planned for next week. The mayor says the drains should be fixed in less than a year. Today, families in need across Sanford will get a free meal and other essentials. The Boys and Girls Club of Central North Carolina are partnering with several companies to distribute boxes of food and personal care items in 10 rural communities nationwide. Organizers will also set up a food pantry that kids can get access to after school. Vouchers are required for today's giveaway. You can reach out to the Boys and Girls Club to get one.
After some big wins and some surprises, the U.S. is hoping to keep the momentum going in day five of the Olympics. NBC's Kurt Gregory joins us now from Tokyo with a preview. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Renee. Good morning, everybody. You know, our sports society likes to talk about dynasties. And when you think of dynasties, of course, in the Raleigh area, you think of UNC and you think of Duke, both in basketball. Well, add USA Swimming to that list. Year after Olympic year, all US swimmers ever do is rack up medals. Four more today in the pool here in Tokyo.
Katie Ledecky adds to her legacy, powering her way to Olympic gold in the grueling women's 1500 meters. And sharing an Olympic moment with teammate Erica Sullivan, who wins silver.
and really got my mindset right, and I knew it was going to be tough, and man, I'm so happy for Erica.
More U.S. medals in the women's 200 individual medley. Alex Walsh and Kate Douglas win silver and bronze.
I love you guys, but you're going to be this side.
U.S. gymnastics great Simone Biles stunned the world when she withdrew from the women's team final.
And once I came out here, I was like, no, mental is not there, so I just need to let the girls do it and focus on myself.
Without their leader, Team USA persevered, winning silver.
But I feel like we pulled it all together, and I'm really proud of all of us.
No goals for U.S. women's soccer, but a scoreless draw against Australia moves the team through to the quarterfinals. And a chance to rebound. The U.S. men bounced back, beating Iran. Next up, the Czech Republic on Saturday.
And in the wee hours of this morning, a diver from your area out in Holly Springs competed in the 3-meter synchronized diving event. 21-year-old Andrew Capobianco won the silver medal. He's a 2017 graduate of Holly Springs High. He qualified not only in the synchro competition, but the individual dive as well.
You have to kind of get yourself to a mental place where nothing else really matters besides what you're about to do. So the crowd around you or the expectations that you may put on yourself, they don't really matter in that moment.
And more good news, he'll be back on the board and competing for more hardware in the individual events next week. Let's go back to you.
And his parents, Mike and Darlene, stayed up to watch their son swim. Of course, they wouldn't miss that for the world. And Kurt, back to gymnastics. What can we expect from Simone Biles next after her decision not to compete in the all-around?
Yeah, great question. And we got word about 90 minutes ago or so. USA Gymnastics confirming that Simone Biles will not take part in tomorrow's individual all-around competition. So that's not good news, certainly. The issue here is not a physical injury, but mental health. And it's been in the headlines. It'll be in the headlines more now. Simone Biles coming clean with everybody and saying, you know, mentally, I just can't do it right now. And I think you have to respect her for that, because she thought that not only could she physically hurt herself, she would drag her teammates down potentially in the team competition. The good news is she is qualified in all four of the individual apparatus, and all four of those competitions take place next week. So there is a chance to regroup and hopefully heal for Simone Biles. That's what we have for you this morning here in Tokyo. Raleigh, back to you.
Kurt Gregory, live from Tokyo. Thanks, Kurt.
And we take a look at the weather in Tokyo. They may have a little more rain than us, Elizabeth, but the humidity, it feels like about here.
It does. You know, their weather is very similar to ours, too. It's a hot, humid summer. They're going to see mostly cloudy skies this evening with a few scattered showers and 80 degrees. And then tomorrow, same story, just some scattered showers, mainly cloudy skies and a high of 88. But with their humidity, it's feeling like the upper 90s, and we're going to feel a little hotter than that. We've been talking about the tropical storm become tropical depression. It's now starting to move back to the west of Japan, over toward the China mainland, and moving away from Tokyo. But still, with that weather pattern that they see, just like we do, they're going to continue to have afternoon and evening thunderstorms, and you can see those popping up as we get through tomorrow as well. Around here, we're going to see dry conditions for the next couple of days. A lot of dry heat back out across the west, and a big ridge in the jet stream starting to push the air back in from the northwest. And you remember what happened last week with our northwesterly flow? It was pushing in some smoke from the wildfire. So we could see that increasing as we head through this week. Notice today we see some of that across our area. You might notice some haze. When we have a humid day, we see a lot of haze anyway. So we're just at yellow. We're not at code orange for today. It's something that may increase, though, a little bit later in the week. The heat's definitely going to increase. 91 is our normal high. We have yet to hit 95. We could see that on Thursday. And, of course, the heat index to go along with that today is likely to be at around 100 or so, and then we get into, say, Thursday around 104, and maybe even higher than that on Friday. A little break in the heat, though, coming our way as we get into the weekend and early next week.
As we take a look at traffic this morning, I-40 near 440 coming out of Garner heading toward Raleigh. You see that westbound traffic moving on toward that interchange, not really seeing any delays there. And it looks pretty good around the Clayton Bypass so far, about a 9-minute ride from 42 up to the Beltline split. Maybe just a little bit of a slowdown just starting to form around the Clayton Bypass, but certainly not seeing any big delays there. Around the rest of the triangle, still looking pretty quiet overall. 87 coming out of eastern Wake County through Knightdale toward the Beltline, all clear. And in Durham and Chapel Hill, I-85 and I-40 looking just fine. Back to you.
Thanks, Brian. A dangerous high-speed chase led troopers across several counties in the Triangle. While they managed to arrest everyone involved, investigators say their work isn't over. Still ahead, we'll explain what had them searching into the early hours of the morning.
Plus, how two local firefighters will be honored for going above and beyond the call of duty to help a woman in need.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
The respect between two Olympic swimmers is rekindling discussion on social media this morning.
Brian Schrader is here now with What's Trending. Brian.
Yes, we love these good stories like this. People are sharing an image of Olympic gold medalist Katie Ledecky as she met another swimming legend. Take a look. This is Ledecky meeting Michael Phelps back in 2006. Since then, they have both trained together, and Phelps even admitted that she would have defeated him handily back in 2016.
Look at those baby faces. Phelps has had high praise for Ledecky over the years, calling her the GOAT. And Brian, when I was covering the Olympics in Rio, I had the chance to meet Katie Ledecky, and I asked her, she was 19 at the time, Michael Phelps was 31. I asked her, do you see yourself doing this in the long run? How long do you see yourself going? And all she said was, I love doing this sport and I want to do it as long as I can. So we shall see.
She met Phelps. Chu was the highlight for Ledecky.
I was about to say, where's the picture?
That's Renee Chu. Oh, it's there. Facebook. It's there.
And fans of the NBA are breathing a sigh of relief as Team USA wins against Iran in the preliminary round of men's basketball at the Olympics. Final score, 120-66. And former Duke Blue Devil Jason Tatum scored 14 points.
Oh, my. The rebound is not complete yet, but the fact that we're talking about trying to establish yourself after a couple of losses, they lost to France in their first game, so that just puts you in a place of where we are with men's basketball right now. Hopefully brighter days ahead.
Yeah. Focus on the positive. Yeah. Brian, thanks. Did you recently watch a movie while you were on vacation? Is there something you forgot to do? Tonight at 6 on WRAL, 5 Underside's Monica Lillery shares a misstep that could cost you money and privacy.
And we'll take you back to Tokyo now for a live look at those Olympic rings lit up. Ahead at 6:30, we'll see how a boxer from Fayetteville fared in early morning bouts at the Olympics.
And while you were sleeping, another North Carolina athlete wins a medal. Coming up, the reaction from the parents.
I know what that reaction would be. Our temperatures are going to be awfully hot. A little mini heat wave here with triple digit heat indices. I'll show you when it becomes most dangerous coming up.